The mining industry is set to be consulting with industry stakeholders and developing ideas for an alternative mining charter. This after going to court to challenge the implementation of the reviewed mining charter, which was gazetted by government in June. The industry, represented by the Chamber of Mines, says it was not consulted on changes proposed in the reviewed charter. For more on this, we're joined by Thabelo Chabane, Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Chamber of Mines. Good evening, Thabelo.
Good evening to you and to your listeners.
Thabelo, tell us why the need for an alternative mining charter?
Well, I'll tell you, the primary reason is that what we have in terms of the mining charter 3 at the moment is a seriously flawed document. It's certainly not going to do what the industry needs, i.e. something that will bring back confidence to the sector, that's going to get people into investing in the sector so that we can grow the sector. On the contrary, the way it's currently drafted, it's really there to benefit essentially elite few. Mm-hmm. It's taking away valuable skills, money from employees. It's putting that money into NTDA, an agency with very little governance. We're talking billions going into this agency. Strangely enough, the first draft had one or two governance provisions relating to this. The final draft didn't, so it's pretty clear that the minister does not want to be held accountable relating to how these billions are spent. There are so many problematic provisions with this mining charter that's really just going to add costs to an already ailing sector. So in essence, it's a very flawed document.
Now, Thabelo, we're speaking to you this evening at a time when relations between the Chamber of Mines and the Mines Minister are said to have broken down. How would you describe the situation?
Look, I mean, there's no doubt that the relationship is very, very challenging. And I think the Chamber has let known its position that it has certainly, the industry actually, not just the Chamber, I need to make that clear, mm-hmm. has lost confidence in the Minister. I mean, he's the one that actually went and published this charter essentially unilaterally with very little consultation or proper engagement. We try to engage, we try to provide ideas, alternatives. We're just not even listened to, so he's gone that. He's the one that's been also implementing some quite unlawful Section 54 stoppages. He was the one that was also looking at the suspended moratorium of approving new rights or amending rights. So this minister has done essentially a lot, I think, of damage to the mining sector. Yes, we've tried to work with the minister where possible, but I think, you have to call a spade at some stage to say, he's not good for the industry.
Now, you say you have tried to work with the minister. Would you say that there is still scope to interact and to engage with him outside of the courts?
Look, I mean, we want to make one thing clear. We are proceeding with our court action. We do think that's the only way, actually, to break this impasse and actually get something on the table that's actually workable. Like I said, we've been trying to engage with this minister for some time. So, saying that, yes, we'll go meet with the minister tomorrow to engage is not going to serve any purpose. Mm-hmm. So now I think we want to certainly do things through the courts. But, I mean, I think, one should never say never. I really do think that if there was to be some intervention where the parties come together with a third party, you say from government, as some kind of intermediary, that's a different story. But as things stand, it's very difficult to see ourselves sitting around the table.
Thabelo, finally, have you quantified the impact that this policy uncertainty and also strained relations are having on investment in the sector?
Sure. I think, we have certainly tried to quantify. I think relating to the mining charter, I don't think we've got a financial figure to it, but we showed that the hundreds of thousands of jobs that could be lost as a result of this charter. But what's also very clear is that, people are not making the investment decisions to invest in South Africa, mm-hmm. Because of this regulatory uncertainty. So we're talking billions of loss to the industry. We do know that when this charter was first gazetted, there was, I think it was at 50 billion plus in terms of value that was lost over a short period of time. So we're talking huge amounts of money that the industry, that the country is essentially losing as a result of this regulatory uncertainty. Not so much as a result of the relationship breakdown, but it's as a result of, I think, the bad policy the minister is seeking to implement.
Tabelo, that's where we're going to leave things this evening. Tabelo Chabane, Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Chamber of Mines. Thank you for joining us.